Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, elders, preachers, deacons, and brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与各位长执、弟兄姐妹们同在。
We thank God today that we have come to worship God on the Holy Sabbath day.
我们感谢神今天能够来到这边聚集，一起敬拜神。
And also, I'm very glad to come back after 2 weeks of absence because I was in Edmonton, Calgary.
我也很高兴今天能够在两个礼拜，
但是去访问
之后。
出差
之后来到这边跟大家一同聚集。
This morning our topic is the crisis in the faith.
今天早上我们要一同查考的题目是信仰上的危机。
What is a crisis?
一个危机是什么呢？
A crisis is a very difficult and very dangerous situation.
一个危机就是当我们遇到危险或者是有困难的时候。
We know that in this world there are many different kinds of crisis.
我们知道在这个世界上有许多不一样的危机。
That could be political crisis.
可能是政治上的危机。
Could be energy crisis.
或者是能源不足的危机。
Could be the global warming crisis.
可能是
全球暖化。
全球冷。
暖化。
暖化的危机。
However, we know every crisis, even though it's very dangerous, but if you can handle it very well, that can be turned into an opportunity.
我们知道在危机当中虽然非常的危险，但是如果我们能够把握得住的话，可以把它变成转机，有这个机会。
And we know that as a Christian today, we're living at the end time.
我们知道身为今天的基督徒，我们是活在末世里面。
There are also some crises in the faith that could surround us, but we didn't know.
在这个末世当中，有许多信仰的危机，我们可能还没有发现。
However, we must develop a sense of crisis so that we can do preventive measures.
但是我们要开始有这个危机意识，所以我们可以开始预防这些危机来发生。
So today we are going to talk about one very specific crisis of our faith.
所以今天我们要所查考的是一个信仰上的危机。
When the faith or the act of worship become a formality, that become our crisis.
如果我们来敬拜神成为了形式化，那就是一个信仰上的危机了。
First of all, what is a formality?
那怎么样才能够说成为
什么叫做形式化？
什么叫做形式化呢
？What of formality is a set of practice or the habit that we do？
那形式化就是我们做事的习惯
啊、，so that we can manifest it when we do it outside，
就是外在的表现
啊。For example， the act of worship，
就好像我们来到教会敬拜神。
We come here every Sabbath。
每个礼拜六我们准时的来到了教会。
That become our habit.
已经成为了我们的一个习惯。
It is very external.
是在外在人家可以看
到的。People can see it.
别人可以看到我们来到教会。
This is a kind of formality.
这个就是一个形式化了。
However, we cannot treat our faith only as a formality.
但是我们不能够把我们的信仰只当作一个形式。
Because we know a formality from outside actually is to reflect the thought inside.
因为在外面的形式是要把里面的东西表现出来，把里面的思想表现出来。
If you only have formality,
如果你只有这个形式
，but without the inside essence,
但是没有里面的思想
，then the whole thing become very empty.
但是这样整个动作就是非常的虚空了。
So today we have to ponder about this measure, this issue.
所以我们今天要想一下这个危机。
I share with you 3 points to avoid our faith become a formality.
那我今天要跟大家一起分享三点可以避免这个形式化。
The first point,
第一点
，we have to avoid that our act of worship become only a formality.
我们要不要把我们来教会敬拜的这个动作变成了形式化
？Why do we worship God?
我们为什么今天要敬拜神呢
？We have to ask this question ourselves.
我们要问自己这个问题。
Because we always come to worship God.
因为我们常常来到教会敬拜神。
Every week we come 1 or 2 times.
每个礼拜我们一两次的来到教会。
However, we must know why. What's the reason behind?
我们要知道为什么我们要这样子来做。
In the Old Testament, there was an example.
在旧约里面有一个例子。
There was one person really want to worship God.
有一个人他非常的想要来敬拜神。
But he got things wrong.
但是他做事的方法错误。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 4.
我们请看创世纪第四章。
Genesis, chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
We read verse 1 to 7.
第一到第七节。
The book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
创世纪第四章第一到七节。第一节，有一日那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子。第二节，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。第三节，有一日该隐拿地里的出产为公物献给耶和华。第四节，亚伯也将他群羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？第七节，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
Here tells a story of a pair of brothers worshiping God, offering sacrifices.
这边告诉我们一个故事，就是兄弟两个一起要来敬拜神。
The brother Cain offered something to God.
哥哥该隐拿了一些东西来献给神。
He's a farmer, that's why he offered up his plant and vegetation to God.
他是种地的，所以他把地里的出产当为供物献给神。
His brother.Abel is a shepherd. That's why he offered the sheep and the lamb and the fat and the blood to God.
他的弟弟亚伯是牧羊的，所以把他羊群中的头生的和羊的脂油献给了神。
So God didn't like the offering of Cain.
但是神看不中该隐他的供物。
So when we read this passage, we are really easy to jump into conclusion saying that, oh, God liked the blood, God liked the animal sacrifices, doesn't like the vegetation.
有时候我们就会直接有结论说，神他喜欢的就是这些羔羊的脂油，就是头生的羊。
Of course, according to the law of Moses, it is true that if you want to atone for sin, you have to offer up animals.
那依照摩西的律法当中，如果你要赦罪的话，你要献这些羊。
However, in here, already the law of Moses was not given yet.
但是在这个时候还没有摩西的律法。
And also, there are many different kinds of sacrifices. You can even offer the vegetables offering.
在这个时候，你可以献上你的所有，连这些。
So what is the problem?
连这些蔬菜水果都可以献上，那问题出在哪里呢
？Let's read once again.
我们再来看一次。
Verse four to five.
第四节第五节，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Verse five，
只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大发怒，变了脸色。
This is very important，
这是非常的重要。
God looked upon the offering of Abel and himself，
神看中了亚伯的供物和他。
God not only look at the material，
神不只是看我们所他所献上的这些供物，
but also God look at the person himself，
神也看中了这个人。
If the person is good，
如果这个人是好的，
no matter what you offer，
不管你献上的是什么，
you offer up out of your free will，
你把你自己的自由献上，
好，你的自由自己的奉献， that God is like it，
神会悦纳。
If God doesn't like you，
如果神不喜欢你的话，
Verse 5 tells us that God didn't look upon Cain and his offering.
在第五节这边说，看不中该隐和他的供物。
So the problem is Cain himself.
问题是出在该隐的身上。
Because God didn't like Cain, that's why the offering of him got rejected.
因为他不喜欢该隐，所以该隐的供物他就看不上了。
Now Cain come to worship God.
该隐来到神面前要来敬拜神。
Why didn't God didn't like his offering?
但是为什么神会看不中他的供物呢？
Verse 7, God told him straight.
第七节这边神直接跟他讲，
If you do is what is right, wouldn't what you accepted, wouldn't what offered by you be accepted?
你若行得好，岂不能蒙悦纳？
If you do not do right,
你若行得不好，
then sin is waiting for you on your door.
罪就伏在门前。
So now this is the problem.
这个就是一个问题了。
Cain come to worship God.
该隐来到神面前要来敬拜神。
He thought if I come to worship God, if I bring something nice,
他以为只要他来到这边带一些好的东西，
then God will like it.
神就会悦纳。
He didn't repent his sin.
他并没有为自己的罪来悔改。
He didn't reveal about his behavior.
他并没有为他以前的罪行感到惭愧。
Even though the sin is waiting for him, following him, he didn't care.
这个罪已经伏在门前跟着他，他还是不理会。
So he's worshiping God, the act himself become a formality.
所以他来敬拜神的这个动作行为已经成了形式化。
That's why God didn't like it.
所以神不喜悦。
Today we have to be very careful.
今天我们要非常的谨慎小心。
It is very important for us to come to worship.
来到教会敬拜神是 非常重要的。
Every week we need to come to church.
每个礼拜我们要来到教会。
We have to keep the Holy Sabbath.
我们要遵守安息日。
We have to draw close to God.
我们要与神更亲近。
However, we have to think one step further.
但是我们要更进一步的来思考。
Don't be satisfied just because we come.
不要来到教会就满足了。
We have to think when we come, what do we do?
我们要想说，我们来到教会之后，我们要做什么呢
？Every week when I sit here,
每个礼拜我来到这边坐下。
If I kneel down before God,
我跪在神的面前。
Did I really open up my heart?
我有真正向神敞开心门吗
？Did I tell God what is my problems?
我有真正的告诉神我的问题吗
？Did I tell God what is my weaknesses?
我有跟神倾诉我的软弱在哪里吗
？Did I repent all my sins?
我有没有
？Did I repent all my sins?
我有没有为我的罪来祈求原谅
？And open up and ask God to intervene to help us.
有没有打开我的心门，祈求神来帮助我
？If we didn't do that，
如果我们没有这样子做的话
，Even though we come weeks by weeks, years after years，
就算我们每个礼拜、每一年都有来参加聚会
，Yes, we full all the attendance，
可能正式的在名簿上我们都有来参加。
However, we are missing some actions, something very important。
但是有一些重点我们并没有把握住。
So this is something that we really need to think of。
这就是我们今天要来思考的。
So the act of worshiping God itself。
所以来敬拜神的这个动作
We have to think about this
我们要仔细的来思考
For example, we come for worship to God on a Sabbath day
就好像我们礼拜六来到教会敬拜神
This is very important
是非常重要
Every week, week after week, day after day, years after years
每一个礼拜每一个月一年 after
Sometimes we are very happy
那我们来到教会非常的高兴
I didn't miss the Sabbath
我想说我的有全勤都没有丧失一个机会
But we have to ask one question
但是要问一个问题
Why did God want us to keep the Sabbath?
神为什么要我们遵守这个安息日
God created the world in 6 days
神在六天里面创造了世界
And 7 days he tell us to rest
第七天他叫我们要休息
Why did God do this?
为什么要这样子呢
Last 2 weeks when I was in Edmonton
在前两个礼拜我在艾明顿的地方
During one family service
在一个家庭聚会当中
And a member brought a friend to come to join the family service
那我们有一个弟兄他带了他的朋友来参加我们的家庭聚会
And that friend is a Jew, a Canadian Jew
那一个朋友是加拿大国籍的犹太人
And we ask him
那我们就问他
Do you believe in Jesus?
你相信耶稣吗
He said yes
他说他相信
I'm a Messianic Jew
他是一个相信耶稣的犹太人。
That's good because most Jewish people do not believe in Jesus.
这是很好的，因为大部分的犹太人他们还不相信耶稣。
But he believes in Jesus.
但是他相信。
So we share the word of God together.
所以我们就跟他一起查考圣经里面的道理。
He asked me one question.
他就问我一个问题。
Do you know what Sabbath mean?
你知道安息是什么意思吗
？Well, of course, I think I know because I'm a preacher.
那我是一个传道人，我当然觉得应该我知道。
He asked me what's the word Sabbath mean.
他问我说。安息日这个字是什么意思
？I say, yeah, I know. Sabbath means rest, right?
那我就跟他讲说，我知道安息日意思就是休息的意思。
He said, no.
他说不是这样子。
Because he think he knows better,
他觉得他更知道。
Because he told me in Hebrew, the word Sabbath means stop.
在希伯来文里面，安息日这个字就是停止的意思。
Not exactly mean rest, because rest has another word, shalom, peace, rest. But Sabbath, this word means stop.
因为在他们的语言当中有其他的字来代表安息来代表休息那这个
Sabbath 这个字
就是停止的意思
This is very interesting
那就是非常有趣的
God want people to stop
神要我们停下来
Sometimes when you drive
有时候我们在开车
You can speed right You can speed on the highway
我们在高速公路上可以开得特别快
But when you're off the highway
但是你下了交流道
之后 Go to the small street
到了小路上
you see a stop sign.
你看到了一个 stop sign.
Even though you always try to speed, but when you see a stop sign, you better stop.
虽然你都开得很快，但是你看到那个 stop sign， 你就要停下来。
You stop and then you watch. There's no car. Now you go.
停下来之后，左右看一下没有车，你才慢慢的出去。
So that's when you learn driving. Your instructor told you you must have a complete stop in order to get your license.
你在学习开车的时候，你的教练就跟你讲说，在 stop sign 要完全停下来。这样子你才考试才可以过关。
Some people from Taiwan, from China, they have their own driving habit. Oh, I'm stopping, but that's a rolling stop. Actually, it will fail the exam.
那一些从中国从台湾来的，他们说我已经停下来，可是其实他们只有慢下来而已。
The complete stop.
要完全的停下来。
Of course, after we got our license, we think, oh, rolling stop is okay, because the police is not around.
那当然有考了驾照之后，你就觉得慢慢的开就可以了。
However, God wants us to stop.
但是神要我们停下来。
No matter how busy you are during the week, 6 days.
不管你在这六天当中是多么的忙碌。
Sabbath day, you got to stop.
在安息日就要停下来。
Stop to think.
停下来来思考。
What is the purpose of your life?
思考生命的意义是什么。
Stop to come to church.
停下来，来到教会。
To worship God, to draw close to our Creator.
来亲近神，来学习神的道理。
Hey, this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
So this is why God wants us to stop up and think.
这就是为什么神要我们在安息日停下来思考。
The purpose of Sabbath is God wants us to put Him into the first place of our life.
因为在安息日当中，安息日要我们停下，就是要思考，要把神放在我们生命中的第一。
Because most people in this day, they're busy of their shopping, grocery, playing, or movies.
因为在现今的人当中，他们最重要的就是购物、出去享乐。
So they value Saturday so much as their leisure.
他们觉得礼拜六很重要，因为是一天他们可以出去玩的。
However, God wants us to put Him first in our life.
但是神要我们把他放在我们生命中的
最前面。So by coming to the Sabbath, we think that, oh, we put God first in our life.
所以当安息日来到教会的时候，我们就要觉得把神放在最前面。
However, we should not be satisfied so that, oh, I've already come to the service on the Sabbath day already.
那我们不要来到教会，在礼拜六可以来到教会，这样子就满足了。
We have to think, we have to ask one more question.
我们要思考，我们要再问一个问题。
After I leave the door, after the service,
在聚会完，我出了这个门之后。
Do I still put God first in my life?
我们有没有还是把神放在第一位
？When God tell me to stop and think, do I do this?
当神叫我停下来思考的时候，我有没有这样子行
？When I make all my decisions,
当我在决定一些重要事情的时候
，do I put God first in my life?
有没有把神放在第一位
？If we do,
如果我们有的话
，then God is very good.
感谢神
，because we learn something from coming to Sabbath.
因为我们来到教会学习到了
，this is not a formality.
这个不是形式的。
We really do it from our heart.
我们是真的从心里面做出来的。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们要非常的小心。
Don't let our act of worship become a formality.
不要把我们敬拜的动作成为了形式化。
The second crisis,
那第二个危机。
The second point is we should not let our prayer become a formality.
我们也不要把我们的祷告成为了形式化。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 18.
我们请看路加福音第十八章。
The book of Luke chapter 18,
路加福音第十八章
verse 9-14.
路加福音第十八章九到十四节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9-14.
路加福音十八章第九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻。第十节说，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫，也不像这税吏。第十二节，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。第十三节，那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这罪人。第十四节，我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Here tell us Jesus used a parable comparing two kinds of prayer.
这边耶稣用一个比喻向我们比较了两种不一样的祷告。
Now, Pharisee was a religious leader during that time.
法利赛人是那时候宗教的领袖。
They knew the Bible very well.
他们完全知道这个圣经。
They work in the temple.
他们在圣殿里面工作。
They teach people.
他们在圣殿里面教导人
and people respected them.
那时候的人都非常尊崇他们。
On the other hand, the tax collector,
那在另外一方面，这个税吏
because he collect taxes for the Roman Empire,
他是为罗马帝国来收税的。
So the people of Israel despise this kind of person.
那时候以色列人很厌恶这些税吏
because they overcharge,
因为他们收的太多。
So people think that they are not honest.
他们觉得税吏都是不诚实的。
Now when these two kind of people come before God to pray,
当这两种人来到殿里面向神祷告。
Now Jesus said the Pharisee stood up and murmuring himself praying to God.
耶稣说法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告。
Now we know that Pharisee by his job, by his profession, he must pray a longer time and even deeper and more regularly than any other people in the society.
我们知道法利赛人，因为他们那时候的身份地位还有工作的关系，他们要比其他人祷告更长久更专心。
However, it seems that Jesus comment on his prayer, his prayer having some problem.
但是耶稣在这边说到了他的祷告中有问题。
What's the problem?
这个问题是什么呢？
There are two main problems in his prayer.
有两个大的问题。
First,
第一点，
Pharisee when he prayed,
当这个法利赛人在祷告的时候、
he did not confess his own sin.
他并没有、交代自己的罪。
He actually magnified other people's mistake.
他把别人的错误拿出来说。
And then tried to cover up his own mistakes.
好像他自己所犯的罪不算什么了。
So compared to this sinner, wow, of course he's very good.
跟那个罪人比较起来，当然他是非常好的。
But he didn't mention about his own weaknesses.
他没有讲到自己的不足。
This is his first mistake.
就是他第一个问题。
We know when we try to do some painting in the house.
我们在家里面想要刷新油漆的时候。
When you do if you want to do a really good job.
如果你想要做一个非常好的。
What do you do before you apply the paint?
你在这个把油漆刷上之前，你要做什么呢
？You have to really scratch the old layer out, right?
你要先把旧的拿下。
And then before you put on the new one,
那你再把新的刷上去之前
，If you think, oh, I just want to save some labor, I just buy a new paint and cover it up.
你想说就要省一点时间，就买一个新的油漆就把它刷上去了
？Actually, it didn't work.
这样子不行的。
Because after you paint it, the old stuff inside will still peel off.
因为如果没有把旧的拿下来，这样子它还是会掉下来。
So Pharisee, he thought by magnifying other people's problem before God, and he can make himself better.
所以这个法利赛人以为，如果他把别人的罪讲得很严重，自己好像就不算什么。
But he didn't deal with his own sin.
他没有看到自己的罪。
We often pray.
我们常常的祷告。
We pray to God.
我们常常的向神祷告。
Of course, we do not commit big sins.
当然我们没有犯很严重的罪。
Just like Pharisee, I believe he did not commit all those great sins mentioned by him of the tax collector.
就好像这个法利赛人，我们也相信他并没有这些勒索奸淫。
However, his sin is more kind of hidden.
但是他的罪是比较隐藏的。
His sin is from inside.
他的罪是在他的心里面。
Not from external, not people can look at it easily.
不是在外在别人很容易可以看到的。
They do it in secret.
他们在黑暗中。
So, he didn't repent his own sin.
他并没有向神悔改自己的罪。
So this is his own problem.
就是他的问题。
Today we pray.
今天我们也是向神祷告。
But we should not let our prayer become a formality.
但是我们不要把我们的祷告形式化。
We have to, every time we kneel down before God.
每次我们在神面前跪下的时候。
We have to learn from this tax collector.
我们要从这个税吏身上来学习。
Just ask, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
神啊，可怜我。
I'm a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
Oh, this is very important.
就是非常重要的。
Now, another problem of the Pharisee prayer.
那他祷告中另外一个问题。
He mentioned about his good deeds.
他把他自己的好行为拿出来祷告。
He thought that by having more good deeds can replace the act of repentance.
他以为他更多的好行为就不用悔改了。
He thought, oh, I over tithe, I fast and pray, I do this and that.
那说一个礼拜禁食两次，多捐上十分之一。
We have to think about this clearly.
我们要仔细的来查考。
What does God want us to do?
神要我们做的是什么
？Not only do external work.
不是只是做这些外在的工作。
We have to really think about review about ourselves.
我们要真正的查考，想一下自己是怎么样的。
What else do I have to change?
我们要怎么样改变自己
？So don't let our prayer become a formality.
不要让我们的祷告形式化。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？Let's get an example 啊。
举一个例子。
We always pray before we eat.
我们在吃饭前，我们都会默祷。
And the children ask you, why do we pray?
那小孩就问你说，为什么我们要祷告呢
？Oh, we thank God for all the food, right?
我们要感谢神赏赐给我们这些食物。
Every time before our meal.
每次我们吃饭之前。
Even though we're very hungry, but we give say grace first.
虽然我们肚子已经很饿了，但是我们还是要先来祷告。
Hallelujah, thank Jesus for the food.
感谢神给我们吃个食物。
Okay, now start eating.
那就开始吃了。
Take this food.
吃了一口。
Oh, this doesn't taste good.
不是很好吃。
This is too salty.
太咸了。
Too oily.
太油了。
Not enough taste.
不够味。
Don't take it. And then the waiter asks you, do you want to take away? Say, no, it's okay.
不想吃了，不想吃了。
We pray, we pray, thank God the food.
我们已经祷告向神感谢了这个食物。
But,When the food is there, if it seems that we don't take it seriously.
但是现在在吃的时候，好像没有 觉得很宝贵的样子。
Yeah, we thank God for everything, but if you think you don't like or the taste doesn't suit you, you say, oh, just throw it away.
虽然我们已经向神感谢过了，但是如果觉得不好吃，我们就把它丢掉。
Does it mean that our prayer become a formality?
那是不是说我们的祷告已经成为了形式化
呢？ Do we pray what we really mean?
我们是不是真的有？
If we do.
那我们这样子祷告，我们是不是真的有这样子的觉得呢？
If we use our heart to pray,
我们要从心里面来祷告。
Then we will follow the will of God.
这样子才能够遵行神的话。
Thirdly,
第三点，
we should avoid our offering of sacrifices become a formality.
我们不要让我们献上的祭成为形式化。
Let's turn to the book of First Samuel.
我们请看撒母耳记上。
The book of First Samuel, chapter 15.
撒母耳记上第十五章。
15:1-3.
撒母耳记上第十五章一到三节。
First Samuel chapter 15:1-3.
撒母耳记上第十五章一到三节。撒母耳对扫罗说：“耶和华差遣我高你为王，治理他的百姓以色列。”所以你当听从耶和华的话。第二节，万军之耶和华如此说：以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛利人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没忘。第三节，现在你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。
When God chose Saul to become king, God gave him one very important mission.
当神拣选保罗来成为以色列
扫罗
扫罗成为以色列君王的时候，神给他一个很重要的任务
，to eliminate the Amalekites，
就是灭尽所有的亚玛利人。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because the Amalekites has been mistreating and harming Israel.
因为亚玛利人他们，当以色列人出埃及的时候，他们来攻击以色列人。
And also not only attacking them, but also always tempting them to commit sin.
那不只是攻击他们，也引诱他们来犯罪。
So God said, "You must eliminate these Amalekites."
所以神告诉扫罗说，要把他们灭尽。
Not only the people, but also whatever belongs to them.
不只是他们的男女孩童，连牛羊，他们所有的。
And Saul said, "Okay, I'll do it."
那扫罗就说，好，我会这样子。
However, let's read verse 7 and 8.
但是我们看到第七节。
Verse 7 and 8.
第七节第八节，扫罗击打亚玛利人，从哈菲拉直到埃及前的苏尔。第八节，生擒了亚玛利王亚甲，用刀杀尽亚玛利的众民。
Verse 9.
第九节，扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美味，不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
Okay, now this is what Saul did.
那扫罗在这边这样子。
He killed all the animals, but left for some very good one, fat one, and keep it for himself.
他把下贱瘦弱的牛羊都杀尽了，那把好的自己留下。
He killed most of the people, but left for the king.
把大部分人都杀光了，就剩下王。
And that it seems that he did 99% of what God has commanded.
好像他已经完成了99%。
However, in God's eye,
但是在神的眼中
，If we do 99%。
如果你是只做了99%，
If we purposely leave it 1%，
你故意把那剩下的一点点没有做好。
In God's eye, it's not 99% compliance.
那在神眼中，不是你已经做好了大部分。
It's 0% compliance.
是都没有做到。
Why?
为什么
God is very unhappy.
神非常的不喜悦。
So God sent Samuel to Saul and gave him the last chance.
那神把撒母耳差遣到扫罗那边，给他在最后一次机会。
Let's read verse 14.
第十四节。
Verse 14 and 15.
十四、十五节，撒母耳说：“我耳中听见有羊叫，牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢？”扫罗说：“这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献与耶和华你的神，其余的我们都尽灭了。”
Verse 16.
第十二节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“你住口吧，等我将耶和华昨夜向我所说的话告诉你。”扫罗说：“请讲。”
Now Samuel gave Saul the last chance.
撒母耳给扫罗最后一个机会。
Ask him. Now I heard about some sheep, some cattle making noise. What are this?
我听见一些羊叫牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢
？Saul won't give the last chance to repent.
扫罗这个时候还有一个机会来悔改。
However, what did Saul say?
但是在这边他说到什么
Saul said, Oh, I left some very good stuff and to make offering to our God.
这些上好的牛羊是要献祭给神的。
Actually, he said, it's to your God.、
在这边说他是说献祭给你的神。
So he cast all the blame to Samuel, it seems.Because it seems that you need something to sacrifice, right? So I need something good for you to offer to your God.
就好像是撒摩的错，他需要一些牛羊，所以我才帮你留下来的。
Now, because of this, that God totally forsake Saul as king.
就是因为这件事情，神完全的放弃了。
So sometimes we ask.
有时候我们会这样子问
，Why did God forsake Saul as king?
为什么神会放弃扫罗王呢
？It seems that his only mistake is too greedy.
好像他。的一个缺点就是太贪心了
Isn't it? He is greedy for this good stuff, for animals, and then he keep for himself, and just like this, he didn't break many other commandments.
就好像他爱惜这些上好的牛羊，太贪心了，他没有犯其他的罪。
However, when God looked at this matter,
但是当神看到这件事情的时候
，It seems that even though he was trying to say, "I'm going to offer God."
这边他好像说他要献给神
，But in God's eye, his offering become a formality.
但是在神的眼中，他的献祭已经成为了形式化。
Let's read verse 22。
我们请看22节。
Verse 22。
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于供养的脂油。”
23
节，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
Here Samuel pinpoint the crux, the roots of the problem.
在这边，撒母耳提出了问题的根源。
Worshipping God is to make God happy.
我们敬拜神是要讨神的喜悦。
Offering sacrifices is to make God happy.
我们献上这些美好的物都是要讨神喜悦。
But if you one time make some sacrifices, but on the other hand, we disobey him.
但是如果我们献上这些东西，但是同样的也犯了一些罪，不听从他的话
，then God is not happy.
那神就不喜悦。
God doesn't like this kind of offering.
神不喜欢这样子的献祭。
So the problem of Saul was not only his greediness.
所以扫罗的问题不只是他的贪心。
Actually, he is greedy, but it's not the deadly sin.
虽然他贪心，但是那不够致命。
What is the deadly sin?
那致命的是什么呢
？He want to use this kind of offering sacrifices to cover up his own greediness.
他想要这样子的来献祭，把他的贪心的心掩盖住了。
This is what God doesn't like the most.
这就是神最不喜欢的。
So today we have to think.
所以今天我们要思考。
Yes, we come here to worship.
是的，今天我们来到教会敬拜神。
Every Friday, Saturday, we come here.
礼拜五、礼拜六我们都来到教会。
But we have to ask one question.
但是我们要问一个问题。
This kind of act of worship.
这样子敬拜的形式
is very important.
虽然非常重要
cannot be missed.
不能够没有来
However, we have to think.
但是我们要想
After we come to church,
我们来到教会之后
When we go back to home,
我们回到家里
When we go back to our company,
我们回到了我们公司的单位
Our friends,
我们回到了我们朋友当中
Our colleagues,
到了同事那边
Our classmates,
到了同学那边
What is my deeds?
在那边我们的行为是怎么样的呢
Don't just tell people, oh, I go to church on Saturday.
不要只告诉他们我在礼拜六来到教会。
And then the rest of the day, we have returned to normal.
那其他的时间我们就回到了本来的自己。
So this is very dangerous.
这是非常重要的。
So we have to avoid our act of worship, our offering sacrifices become a formality.
我们要避免我们献祭的这个动作成为形式化。
Fourthly,
第四点。
Our serving of God, we should avoid, it should not become a formality.
我们侍奉上的圣工也不要成为形式化。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们请看马太福音24章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音24章。
Verse 45 to 51.
45-51节，45节，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？46节，主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。47，我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。48，倘若那恶仆人心里说，我的主人必来的迟。49，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Now here, Lord Jesus make another parable concerning different kinds of servants.
在这边，耶稣用另外一个比喻告诉了我们不一样的仆人。
Now when talk about servants, that means the people already believe in Jesus.
当他提到仆人的时候，就是已经相信主的人了。
Because you cannot serve God unless you believe in Jesus.
因为你一定要相信神才能够来服侍他。
However, there are many different kinds of servants.
但是有很多不一样的仆人。
Now, verse 48 talk about the bad kind of servants.
这边讲到的是恶仆人。
Why he's wicked? Why he's bad?
他为什么是恶不好的呢？
He treat his serving God as a formality.
因为他把他的侍奉形式化了。
Why?
为什么
？What does it mean formality?
形式化是什么意思
？Oh, my boss is not around.
啊，我的主人不在。
That's why. Oh, I can do what I want.
我要做什么就做什么。
I can be lazy.
我可以很懒惰。
We can be beating other colleagues.
我可以欺负其他的同伴。
I can get drunk.
喝酒。
And then suddenly the master come back.
突然间主人回来了。
Now those who own a business already have this experience.
如果有
当过老板的
就有这个经验。
You know there's a difference of your presence in your company.
你知道你在公司的时候有一些不一样。
Even though you hire a very good employee,
虽然你招收的员工都非常的优秀。
But you cannot say, oh, I just go on vacation for half a year.
但是你不能说你离开公司半年。
You have to always go back when you are there. People are different.
你要常常回去，因为你在那边的时候，他们工作的态度不一样。
Because most people, most employee.They only perform well when the boss is around.
因为大部分的员工只有在老板在的时候，他们才更尽力的工作。
The boss have to put on them, tell them to do more, and then to push them.
因为这个老板就要在这边尽量的推他们做更多。
So most people do the job just because they have to.
大部分的人做这些工是因为他们需要。
So they are told to, that's why they will do it.
他们老板跟他们讲，所以他们就做了。
When the boss is not around,
那老板不在的时候
they will do another things.
他们就做其他的东西。
However, when we serve God,
但是我们敬拜神。
Jesus tells us we should not learn from this wicked servant.
我们不要学习这个恶仆人。
Because the wicked servant finally will be forsaken.
因为这个恶仆人的结局就是在外面哀哭切齿。
So don't treat serving God as only a formality for people to see.
所以我们在教会做圣工，不要成为形式化，只是为了让人家看到。
However, verse 45, Jesus gave us a good example of what we should learn.
那四十五节，他给我耶稣给我们那个好的仆人
啊。What is it? Verse 45.
四十五节。
Now who is the faithful and wise servant?
谁是忠心有见识的仆人呢
？This is the two key word we have to pay attention to.
这是两个重点。
Sometimes we do holy work.
有时候我们做圣工。
But these two are the key word.
但是这两个是重点。
The first one.
第一个。
We must be faithful.
我们要有忠心。
What does it mean faithful?
忠心是什么呢
？Faithful, this means treating the work of God of the church as your own house.
忠心就是说把教会的圣工，把教会当成自己的家。
Because nobody will push us.
因为没有人会逼迫你。
Push us, 不是逼迫了。
没有人会
是催逼你，
催逼你做这些事情。
You do it because you want to.
我们做这些圣工，因为我们想要这样子做。
Because we treat the church as our own family.
因为我们把教会当成自己的家了。
So that's why we do it willingly.
所以我们很甘心乐意的来侍奉。
And secondly, the keyword is the wise servant.
那第二点就是有见识的。
What does it mean wise?
有见识是什么呢
？We have to always think how to improve.
我们要常常思考怎么样才能够来做得更好。
We could have to do continuous improvement.
我们可以一步一步的更加进步。
Here tell us how to manage the house, how to distribute the food according to time.
这边说管理家里面的人按时分粮给他们。
However, sometimes we think even though we are not doing holy work as a formality.
有时候当然我们做圣工不是这个形式化。
However, even though we try our very best to work for God, sometimes we feel tired easily.
我们很尽心的来为主工作，可是有时候我们累了。
Why is that so?
为什么会那么累呢
？Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 10.
我们请看路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Verse 38 to 42.
三十八到四十二节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42.
三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他。到自己家里三十九节他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道马大伺候的事多心里忙乱就近前来说主啊我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你你不在意吗请吩咐他来帮助我耶稣回答说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦扰 但是不可缺少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Now, Lord Jesus always would like to visit a family of two sisters and one brother.
耶稣都常常喜欢来拜访这个家庭，是两个
the elder sister Martha, Mary and Lazarus.
马大玛利亚和他们的弟弟拉撒路。
And Martha loved Jesus.
马大非常的爱主。
She knew that Jesus traveling around must be very hungry, so asked the Lord Jesus to come to the house, and she's going to cook him a very good meal.
她知道耶稣常的旅途很遥远，常常都是会是肚子饿的。
And of course, when we read here, sometimes we always think, oh, Martha was not good; he's just too busy.
但是有时候我们就说马大不好，因为他太忙了。
Actually, we should not think about this.
但是我们不要这样子想。
Martha has a good heart.
马大有一个好的心肠。
She loved Jesus.
她爱耶稣。
She want to do something good for Lord Jesus.
她希望为耶稣做一些事情。
If there's no Martha, what did Jesus eat?
如果没有马大的话，耶稣要吃什么？
For example, now we are sitting here to enjoy the word of God.
我们坐在这边听神的道理。
If no other workers to go to buy lunch or to cook for us, then what do we eat afterwards?
如果没有其他的工人为我们准备食物的话，我们等一下要吃什么？
So in the church, respect the mothers.
所以在教会，我们要尊敬那些母亲。
You may not know who is the mothers, the mother this week, but respect them if you see them.
你可能不知道，我们可能还不知道今天的母亲是谁。
马大，今天的马大是谁？
马大，我们不知道今天的马大是谁，但是等一下看到他们，我们要感谢他。
Say thank you after we eat.
在吃完饭之后要感谢他。
So, however, what is the problem of Martha?
但是马大的问题是什么呢？
She has the heart to work for God.
她有这个心想要来服侍神。
She didn't want to treat the work of God as a formality.
她不想要让它成为形式化。
However, when she serves, she's so busy.
但是他在侍奉上，他太忙碌了。
When she's so busy to beat the deadlines,
当他太忙碌要在
限期前做完的事情的时候 ，and cut off and then try to do everything before time's end,
因为时间不够多，太多的事情要做了。
She loses her patience.
他耐心不够。
No matter how good the temper is a person,
不管这个人他的性情多么好，
脾气多好，
脾气多好。
He or she will lose temper when she is too busy.
当一个人太忙的时候，他就没有
too stress.
当他烦恼太多，压力太大的时候，脾气就不好了。
So what did well, and then when she come to Jesus, she complained.
所以她到耶稣这边来啊，抱怨。
Didn't you mind to ask my sister to help me?
你不在意吗？请吩咐我的妹妹来帮我。
The Lord Jesus tell her one thing.
但是主耶稣在这边告诉她
，You're too worried. You're too troubled.
马大，你为太多的事情烦恼呢。
You have missed one, which is the most important thing.
但是你缺少了那最重要的一件。
What is it?
是什么呢
？Why we always will feel tired and give up or hopeless, weary when we serve God?
为什么在侍奉事上有时候会觉得灰心丧志、很劳累呢
？We miss one thing.
因为我们少了一样。
We know serving God is just like a battery being discharged.
我们知道服侍神就是好像一个电池，它的电力慢慢的用完。
We have to encourage people.
我们要勉励神。
Preach the gospel.
我们要传福音给
神。Work for God.
为神工作。
So all of this just like discharging the battery.
就好像一直在用我们电池的电。
Now we know if the battery is keeping discharging but no charging.
如果这个电池一直在输出电力，没有输入电力的话。
Finally, the battery become flat.
最后这个电池就没有电了。
Cannot move.
不能够动。
Now Martha was so busy working for Jesus.
马大在这边很专心的来为主做工。
But at the time, at the same time, she didn't got chance to sit down and relax and hear the word of God.
但是她没有办法静心坐下来听神的话。
Just like her reservoir is dry up. 水库好像关掉了啊。
就好像水库关掉了。
So the joy has dry up.
侍奉的喜乐已经干了。
So that's why.
就是这样子。
Jesus told her,
所以耶稣告诉他
，You miss one very important thing.
你缺少了一个重要的事情。
We know as a minister, we always have to preach the word of God.
身为传道工人，我们要时常的来传福音。
And recently, I discovered that the church, our church, spend lots of resources on the website.
最近我发现我们教会花很多的资源在。
The website has lots of good stuff inside.
在做这个网路。
And one of the good stuff is they having some sermon loaded in the internet.
那有一件好的就是说，在这个网路上面，我们可以把讲道的道理放上去。
So sometimes I'm so busy.
有时候我就很累。
I don't have much privilege to sit down to listen the word of God every Sabbath like you.
我不能够每个礼拜六都坐在这边听道理。
Whenever we are there, people ask you to go up there.
我在的时候，他们都叫我上去讲道。
Even though during my off, my vacation, people say, "Oh, you are there. Okay, you go up."
那就算是我放假的时候，他们看到我就叫我上去讲道。
What did I say? If I say no, it's 不好意思啦。I said, "Okay, okay."
那我说不好的话，太不好意思了。
So it seems that my battery keeping discharge.
就好像我电池的电都一直在用。
Hey, but suddenly I realized, oh, internet so convenient. You just click and then the sermon is there.
那后来发现网络非常的方便，只要按一下就可以听到道理了。
I can listen sermon from USA, from Canada, from Taiwan, from China even.
我可以在美国、在加拿大、在台湾，甚至去中国大陆都可以听到道理。
Oh, I can listen it when I'm on the way or when I was at home. Hey, I can recharge.
在旅途当中听这些道理，就是慢慢的充电。
Oh, I can download MP3 and then when I travel, I can listen to it.
我把它下载成 MP3, 在旅途当中就可以听。
Hey, I feel the difference.
我感觉到不一样。
Sometimes when you hear the teachings,
有时候当我们听到这些教导
，Yes, I think I know I have talked about this before.
我知道我已经以前讲过了。
Hey, but however, when you listen from someone else encourage you,
但是你从别人口中听到的时候
，It feels so different.
感觉不一样。
Because you are being recharged by Jesus.
因为你是从神那边得到充电。
And also when we read the Bible,
就好像我们看圣经。
So brother and sister,
所以各位弟兄姐妹
，Don't let our serving God become a formality.
不要让我们的侍奉形式化。
When do we become a formality?
什么时候会变成形式化呢？
When we are so busy, don't have even any time to think.
当我们太忙碌了，没有时间静下来思考。
Don't have any time to sit down.
没有时间坐下来。
Don't have any time to listen.
没有时间听道理。
Become a formality.
就成为形式化了。
So finally, let's read John chapter 4.
最后来看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
Verse 24.
二十四节
John 4:24
二十四节，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
According to the statistic in Canada,
在加拿大统计
More than half of the population of Canadian believe that God exists.
超过一半的加拿大人相信神的存在。
However, very few of them regularly go to church.
但是并不多人时常的来到教会。
And the attendance of churchgoer is declining over the years.
那每一年去教会的人越来越少。
Why?
为什么呢
？They think that yes, I believe in God.
他们讲说，是的，我相信神。
But God is in my heart.
但是神在我心里。
My church is in my heart.
教会在我的心里。
I don't have to go to church, any church.
不用去任何的一间教会。
It sounds very convenient. Nowadays, everything is portable. Even God is portable. You can put it inside. You don't have to go to church.
听起来很方便。
However, look at what Jesus said here.
但是耶稣在这边说什么呢？
First, God is spirit.
神是个灵。
God is not an object.
神不是一件物品。
God is not a cross.
神不是一个十字架。
God is not an image of Jesus hanging on the wall.
不是一个耶稣的像放在墙壁上。
God is spirit.
神是个灵。
So if you want to worship him,
所以我们要拜他的话，
you need two very important concepts and attitude.
我们要用两种很重要的态度。
First, worship God in spirit.
用心灵来敬拜他。
Whatever we do,
我们不论做什么
，if we related to God,
如果我们联系到神的话
，we have to do it with our spirit.
我们用心灵来做
，with our heart.
用心来做
，not because we have to.
不是说我们别人要我们这样子
，but because we want to.
是因为我们自己想要这样子来做。
Another point.
第二点。
Worship God in truth.
用诚实来拜他。
You worship God doesn't mean we do whatever we want.
我们敬拜神不是说我们要怎么敬拜都可以。
We do it God's way.
我们要用神的方法来敬拜。
Make him happy.
来讨悦他。
May the Lord bless us.
愿神祝福各位。
Let's sing him 341.
唱诗341首。